Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're kind of keeping your sanity. So many of you, I just want to say, are amazing women. You have been home working corporate jobs from home. You have been homeschooling your children, and you have been building your wedding businesses on the side. For those of you who are full-timing your wedding business, my goodness, you have tackled all kinds of challenges and unique circumstances. And I just want to say bravo to all of you guys. You're amazing, powerful women doing more than you ever dreamed you could do. So way to go. All right, today I want to talk about the hidden expectations of brides. They are new expectations that we can expect brides to have since the coronavirus. So I want to talk today about the three things that I believe that you should be conveying when it comes to communicating in your copy. As you are talking with brides, your communication could be via your website, Instagram, social media, emails. It could be over the phone. It could be during virtual meetings, and it could be face-to-face. And then I want to talk about conveying the same things to brides, the same feelings, the same messages to brides when you work with them in person through the contract negotiations and all the way up to the wedding date and beyond. So let's talk about what they might unknowingly really expect from you. It's so exciting that business is moving again. I know it might feel like it's creeping along, but it will gain speed. Today, let's focus on what your clients need from you and how you can continue to be excellent in your business. All right, the first one that I want you guys to convey is certainty. Even if you don't have lots of certainty about what's going on yourself, I want you to have certainty about what you do know. And let me just stop right now and say, many of the people that I have worked with or talked to in the last many weeks since we've been under quarantine, it's been interesting. There's been two different types of wedding professionals. There have been wedding professionals that said, all right, I'm going to grab this as my first opportunity, literally in years, to be able to really step into my business, to be able to work on my business, to be able to use this time to build a really incredible, unstoppable business that will come out the other side of this pandemic being solid, prepared, and ready for real growth. Or the other people that I have talked to have been really people who were so uncertain themselves, wedding business owners that just did not know what to do. They were uncomfortable about talking with brides because they didn't have the certainty themselves about how many people would be at a wedding, about if a wedding is going to happen. All the things that brides are feeling, the vendors were feeling the same thing, and it was kind of almost paralyzing them. I'm wondering which one of those you can relate to. I hope it's the one where you dove in and worked on your business. But anyway, let's go back to brides and what they're going to expect from you now. So that certainty that I'm talking about is a certainty that you're going to deliver to them when you say, look, I know your wedding is important, and I want you to know that you can schedule and book your wedding with me. I am not going anywhere. We're going to make this happen, whether the guest count can be 50, 150, or 10. And I want you to know that I am here for you. We know the rules to follow. We are following what the CDC recommends. We are following what the state, the county, and the city are recommending. And we have been through every scenario with our staff. We know how to handle things. And you can be rest assured that we're going to take care of things and we've got your back. I mean, isn't that what the bride wants to know right now? They just want to know, like, you can handle whatever comes. And you're just assuring them with certainty that, look, when your day comes, we're going to be there to make sure that we execute it flawlessly, and then it can be the magical day that you hoped for, maybe in a different way, but that day that you hoped for. That's number one, certainty. Number two, I want you to focus on understanding. And I mean that understanding, that feeling of understanding that you can express to a bride, look, you have been heard. Isn't that what every bride wants? They just want to know right now that you understand their concerns, that you have compassion. You guys hear me say that word all the time, compassion, that you're empathetic to their situation. I mean, can you imagine? Let's take ourselves out of the role that we're in as business owner, this role where we have been really consumed with time of rescheduling and rethinking all of our own business and worrying about money and all of our cash flow. Take yourself out of that position for a minute and just put yourself in the place of the bride who has been imagining her whole life to get married. And then all of a sudden, here's this thing that is just filled with fear and I don't know what's going to happen and what do I do next? And it's just kind of blown her dream to pieces. So the more understanding that you can have about that, the more compassion that you can display to her, you want to let her know that you understand the worry that she has and the disappointment that she has. But again, that you are there to make sure that she can experience the very best possible outcome for her day. When you're talking to brides, maybe you want to say back to them, look, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Your wedding really matters to me. This day, it's as important to me as it is to you. You know, some of the concerns that are going to be coming up for brides that I've already heard are my grandparents can't come. I'm worried about family that can't travel. And I would just say, as you are going through the consultation process, as you are showing up on social media and in lots of ways that you speak with brides, I almost would address that up front. I would really praise the bride for making the decision to keep her family safe, for making the decision to encourage your grandparents to stay home because they are of the age that you would not want to be responsible for them potentially getting sick, or encouraging your out-of-town guests to just stay where they are, to maybe meet you virtually for your wedding, to maybe meet you on your first anniversary for a really grand, incredible celebration. And maybe what you do is you get somebody in to do the live streaming, you get somebody in to do video, and you're able to really share that. And then, like I said, create a big celebration once this thing is behind us. But I know that if I was your grandmother and if you were my bride, and so maybe you want to convey this to your brides, I'm pretty sure that grandma doesn't want you to worry about her, that she really wants you to experience your greatest joy on your wedding day and to really be fully present and to not be worrying about her. So communicate that with your brides up front. Assure them that this is the best decision. I know some of my venues right now are getting some pushback because they're saying like, well, I can't get married this summer because my grandparents can't come. And what I would say first is to listen to that bride. Yeah, of course, this is horrible and I'm so sad about that. But what I want to say to you is, it's possible that even if we put this wedding off till next year, your grandparents still can't come. And so I think let's get married. This is what you set out to do, is to get married. Let's start your life together, you and your husband, you and your partner. Let's start this life out together that you're creating. And then we'll celebrate, as I said, with grandma. So that's the understanding that you want to have. You know, I hear you, I understand you, and I feel for you. Yes, this sucks. I agree with you. It really does. That's what she wants, is somebody to just say, oh my gosh, I want to have the pity party with you. All right, number three, I want you to have flexibility. And let me just say that next week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about contracts. And I am not suggesting that the flexibility is you ignoring the contract that the bride has signed. I'm just saying that you have flexibility in other areas that you can have flexibility. I'm talking about the planning part. Maybe you're a little bit more flexible in the number of, you're a planner, the number of appointments you have, the amount of communication you have, the number of hours that you're investing in a project, the number of changes that you allow them to make, because they're unsure about what's going on. I know brides want to have 150, 200 guests, but I would suspect as the months come, we might be adjusting those totals all along the way. And that's where I'm saying you're going to have flexibility. Maybe instead of, if you're a caterer, instead of getting a final headcount 2 weeks before, you actually might have to get a final headcount days before. So that's where I want you to be flexible. And I want you to convey that with your brides. Like, look, we're on your team. I've got your back. We're going to go with the flow on this thing with you. Come wedding week, we've got to have all things tied down. And there's some things, look, you guys, that you can't be flexible about. I would say that it's in your best interest to start with a lower guest count as you work on creating contracts with people, I would err on the side of a smaller guest count than a bigger guest count. And then just tell them, look, we can go up in guest count. Much easier to do that, but contractually set yourself at a small guest count to start. So that's the flexibility that I want you to have. I want them to feel like they're not stuck and they're not trapped. They need to have that comfort. What I am most concerned about for you and for your business is that you are booking. I want to get you back in business. And the way to get you back in business is to get you booking. It's to get you talking to brides. It's to get them to feel comfortable enough to make a commitment to you. The combination of these three things, the certainty that you display, the understanding and empathy and compassion that you have, and the flexibility that you're willing to have with your bride, you guys, that is what you're going to need to really soar in your business. So when you're writing your copy for social media, or when you are writing your copy on your website, you want to keep these things in mind. You want this to be the thing that is a game changer for you. Really, it's the magic formula. And what's going to happen with this is when you serve your brides and show up like this, with this understanding, this certainty, and this kind of flexibility, they're going to fall in love with you. The stress that they're feeling is going to be melting away because they are going to know that you understand where they're at. And the interactions that you have from the very beginning when they see you online, they begin to feel comfortable with you. And then they meet with you and you display these same certainty, understanding, and flexibility again in person. And you walk them through that, through the decision process, all the way to the wedding day and beyond. And guess what, you guys? This is what builds a rock star business reputation. This really is, you guys, your time to shine. You've heard me mention already in past podcasts, and if you've been following my newsletter, I've said all along that I feel like businesses are either going to thrive or they're going to die. And I hate to focus on that, but this is going to be the difference between good and great businesses. For most of you, I know that your dream is to make incredible events and to help brides experience that magic that they really do want. And you play a huge role in this. The connection that a bride has with her vendors, it is more critical than ever. And really, that is the secret to your success. So when you connect with a bride like this and you create this bond and you create this kind of trust, she is going to be so much more flexible herself with you in case, just in case things change as we move forward. Just in case there becomes tighter restrictions, when you've built that bond with a bride and she trusts you and she feels heard and she understands that her wedding means so much to you too, when you have to reach back out to her and say, hey, they are restricting the guest counts again, and so we're going to have to move your guest count down, she's not going to be as upset. She's going to already know and trust you and believe in you. Yeah, she's going to be sad. She's going to be much more willing to go with the rules instead of giving you that pushback. Relationships have always been important when it comes to wedding vendor and bride relationships, but they really, really matter now. I see this, you guys, as the best time ever for you to show up, for you to boost your business reputation, honestly, for you to get more referrals and that unstoppable, solid foundation that you can build in your business as you really ground your business in being service-based, compassion-based, and really loving your clients and serving your clients, probably in the way that you really deeply want to. So love your brides, guys, and they're going to love you right back. And this is exactly what you need to move your business ahead in the next few months. So it's the trifecta of certainty, of understanding, and of flexibility. I want to share with you guys about my new summer series. We're going to spend this summer building an unstoppable business for you, because let me just tell you, I am so passionate about this, you guys. This is an opportunity for you to show up in your business, to really recreate your business, and to soar right now. So I want you to join me for my new summer series. I want you to meet our guest experts that are going to be covering all the business details that you guys have been requesting. Plus, you're going to have full access to me, my coaching, and all of my trainings. I am looking to add 10 new powerhouse women who have a huge passion for their business. I'm inviting you to join me. Let's make it happen. Let's take this summer and let's build your business. Let's get deep into it and really build the foundation, all the new strategies that you need to be making money for the balance of this year and on into 2021. I want to give a shout out to one of my fantastic private coaching clients. Shelly Titus has left me a review, which I want to share in a minute, But first, let me tell you about her. She is from Michigan and she's been in full lockdown. And by the way, you guys, she is still in lockdown, but she is determined to come out of this quarantine with a rock solid business that is better than ever. She decided to take this time and really see it as a gift and an opportunity to work on all aspects of her business. She has worked on her business branding. She's worked on getting her items online in a store where people will be able to shop online for her inventory. Shelly has a retail consignment store in Michigan. It is called Dress for Tea. It's www.dresssolutions.com. I will add the link in the show notes. Listen, she just bought her business about a year ago. And what's incredible about it is she was doing fantastic. And then all of a sudden it got shut down, but she has just decided that she is going all in. And I want to just let you guys know that what I think is going to happen for Shelly within the next year, she is going to be one of the biggest online consignment shops in her area. People will be able to measure themselves and buy inventory right online, consigned gowns at super affordable prices. I am just thrilled with the progress that Shelly's made. And I want to say, this is the example that I want you guys to think about. Use this time right now to really build your business, to work on all the details, to work on the contracts and the workflow and the systems and the setup and creating your signature client experience and working on your social media and all the things that are going to be game changers for your business. So she is coming out of this quarantine period, and I'm telling you what, her business is going to soar. So check her out at dresssolutions.com. Here is the review that she left for the podcast. She said, "Debbie is so amazing and knowledgeable. Every time I listen to the podcast and open an email from her, I learn something new that helps me grow as a person and as a business leader. Thank you for all the ways you help serve your clients and the world at large." Shelly, Titus, thank you so much. Thanks for being my client. Thanks for doing the work that's going to make your business incredible. And thanks for the amazing review. I would love to help you guys. I mean, this is really what I am passionate about. It makes me so excited to be able to help people have success, to be able to help them book more brides, find their ideal client, and make more money. Go have a wonderful week, you guys. Dream about your business. Think about what's possible. And if you are interested in joining me to create that amazing business really fast over the summer months, then join me for my summer series. If you want more information, just email me. I've only got 10 spots available. Hello@DebbieShatta.com. All right, next time we'll be on the podcast talking to you about contracts and about money. See you then. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.